Om Shanti. So special welcome to this morning session today. Actually, we will not be just having a straight class. It's a form of experimentation. I call it as the 8-step method for your yoga experimentation. So these 8 steps that you can practice at all times, not just sitting while you are here. This is created with the aim to allow us to go into the depth of yoga experiences. First of all, you know, Baba has given all of us the homework to become the conqueror of the mind and conqueror of the world. Even for that, we need to have accurate remembrance of Baba and the accurate practice of soul consciousness. So what I'm going to do is, first of all, just to share with you the aim with which this workshop is designed, is to create love for yoga, to help create a playful and a safe setting for yoga experimentation, enhancing the experience of yoga being easy, natural and fun. And thirdly, to inspire the participants to explore the depth of Baba's wisdom and the profound implications of living in the soul-conscious paradigm. Number 4, to help conquer laziness, procrastination, carelessness, etc. in yoga. And number 5, the aim is to enhance concentration power through short experiments with full concentration. The method is actually experiments in the beginning should not be more than 5 minutes at a time. So we will be doing it, you will understand. Because when we begin to experiment longer period of time to begin with, our concentration suffers. So experiments in the beginning should not be more than 5 minutes at a time with a particular theme. Emphasis, the aim is to have full concentration. It is easy to concentrate 100% if it is for 5 minutes. Short experiments with 100% concentration help in increasing the concentration power. So the aim is, the experiments are aimed at making the participants actively explore the theme in their own mind. This is very important to understand. The experiments are aimed at making the participants actively explore the theme in their own mind. So it is not meditation commentary. You have to explore actively on the theme that is given. They have to actively guide their own thoughts into the depths. You know, so far we have been using meditation commentaries to help us going into the meditation experience. Instead of listening to the meditation commentary, these exercises will help you to create your own thoughts and dive deep into the experience with short intervals with more concentration. In between the experiments, the participants should be encouraged to write down their own observations and discoveries. And if possible, also sometimes to share them. So now the 8 steps. This is very important to understand very clearly. The first step, inner preparation. First step is inner preparation. Create right environment and become introvert. Disconnect your mind from everyday life, including Brahmin life and service. Plug off yourself from all other routine of Brahmin life and service. Disconnect your mind from the body and the role that you are playing. You know, many times when we are sitting in meditation, we become role conscious, not soul conscious. Sometimes body conscious, not soul conscious. So I disconnect myself, my body, from the body and the role, and disconnect the mind from the whole drama, what is happening. You understand? Is the first step clear? So it's an inner preparation. Just you go into your room of introversion, and you alone present in that room of introversion. Totally quiet, peaceful, nothing from outside coming in. That's first step. Now second step is choosing. Now you can choose your topic of exploration. You choose whatever topic. Once you go into that room of introversion, disconnecting yourself from everywhere else, you choose the topic of your exploration. Then second thought, introduce a thought based on Baba's version into the mind, connected with the topic. Say, for example, I want to experience I, the soul, a being of light. That is my topic. Now, introduce a thought based on Baba's version into the mind. Be sure that you have enough accurate information about it. So whatever topic you have chosen to explore, you have enough accurate information about it. Observe your initial feelings when choosing the subject. When you have chosen the subject and when you begin to think about it, observe your initial feelings and take note of them. Check your faith in the topic that you have chosen. It is essential. Because if I do not believe in the topic that I have chosen, I may not be able to concentrate. So the second step is choosing the topic for exploration. Now step three, very important, is concentration. Just totally for 5 minutes, you know, focus the mind on the chosen thought or topic with 100% concentration and determination for a period of 5 minutes to begin with. Just for 5 minutes. Just focused on the topic that I have chosen. stay with that thought or the topic. Only allow thoughts or images connected to that topic in your mind. Only allow thoughts or images connected with that thought in your mind for that 5 minutes. Keep other thoughts, images out of the mind for that duration of that experimentation. If other thoughts or images do come in the mind, it's an indication of attachment. So don't fight with them. Just affirm that right now is the time for this specific yoga experiment and let them fade away. Just ignore those thoughts. Very important, visualization. Whatever topic, thought you have chosen for experimentation, visualization is a very powerful tool in enhancing the concentration. Visualization. Baba also uses many visual images in Murlis to inspire us. So think of the images apart from thinking words and concepts. So the deeper the concentration, deeper will be your experience. Is that clear? The third step, concentration on the chosen topic using visualization, images, words that I have created for myself. Now I move on to the fourth step. Now by now I am in it. You know, like one is to think of the sun. When you think of the sun, the image of the sun comes in front of you. And when you begin to concentrate, when your thoughts are focused on the sun, then the next step is you begin to feel the warmth. You begin to feel the heat. You begin to feel the energy. So that is the fourth step, experience. While staying with the chosen thoughts, while having that focused thinking on the chosen topic, visual images, observe the feelings that emerge. Only aware of the feelings that emerge, and when you hold that feelings for that 5 minutes, it becomes your experience. So experience is the fourth step. Now fifth step, observation. Observation. Silently observe the experience. As an observer, observe the feelings and vibrations created from those thoughts. That means catch all the details of that experience. For example, now I am facing the sun, the color of the sun, the shape of the sun, the temperature of the sun, you know, every detail you observe, catch. That is the fifth step. Then sixth step is surrender. Surrender. Surrender to the experience. That means embody it. Embody. Embody that experience. Completely. You become that experience yourself. Surrender yourself completely. Embody. Just be. No more thinking, but feeling, embodying that feeling. And that leads to the seventh step. What I call it as the newness. Stay with the experience and see if any new insight emerges. Something that you have never ever felt. Something you have never ever seen, something that you had totally forgotten just comes. Okay, aha, truth emerging. So something that was uncovered opens up, newness, you got it. You know, and then the last step is record, which means write down and reflect on your observations and experiences. Record it, that what you found, some newness, new discovery, by just surrendering myself to that experience. So that record that you have made a note will be helpful in using for further experiments. So, is that clear to you? All eight steps? Yes? So, we start off with inner preparation. And then, first of all, we have to be prepared, you know. Then you choose the topic. Then you move on to concentration, experience, observation, surrender, newness, and record. But throughout the experimentation, you got to be alert. Just for 5 minutes. Yeah? You have to really keep yourself alert, awake, as if you are in front of an X-ray machine. You know, when we are in front of a X-ray machine or a photography or a television, how we are alert. Because at that time, the recordings are going to be very important. If we are not careful, it can show wrong readings. So we are going to experiment one or two experiments now. But before we start to do it, I wanted to make clear. Is it clear to you, the steps? If it is not, please ask question if you have any. You know, first you think that you are alone. You are like a spiritual scientist. You are going to have a kind of self-discovery. You are on an exploration of self-discovery. So you sit down in a very comfortable posture and you create an atmosphere inside of you. You know, that is very important. Like a scientist going to a room, soundproof room, silence, solitude, and then they choose the topic for experimentation. So, first of all, become aware that you are a spiritual scientist. And sit in such a way you don't touch each other. There is enough place so that you are not affected by next person's vibration. So you are totally independent, creating your own atmosphere through your vibrations. So what we are going to do is, we are going to choose a very simple topic. Because it is the first experiment, what I am going to do is to speak a few words. So to help you how to go into the steps easily. But then in the long run, you should be able to do it yourself. Give a project, a topic, and spend that time, short interval, to go into the depth. Okay? Any questions? Yeah. Fourth one. Okay. The fourth one is experience. So while staying with the chosen thoughts, you use visual images and just hold on to that thought and just observe the feelings. Because every thought that we create has feelings followed by the thoughts. So you just observe the feelings. And you can see that feelings becoming deeper and deeper and enveloping you. And that is when you move on to the fifth step. Silently observing all the details. As I was explaining to you just now, if I choose to the object sun. So not only I visualize sun, but I visualize the details and the feelings behind. So I get drowned in that. That is called surrendering. You drown yourself in those feelings. You are enveloped in that feelings. You are embodying that feelings. You are just be. You know, not thinking. So that's a beautiful experience by itself. Then you can notice the newness emerging suddenly. So as the newness emerges, you hold on to that, enjoy it, and then slowly make a note. The newness that has emerged out of that observation and surrender. Is that clear? Yeah. Anybody else? Any other question? Is it clear? Translation is okay? Okay, so what we are going to do is we will go into first experience, experimenting. So what I would like to suggest is now don't write anything. Just stop writing everything. Sit straight. Leave your notebook one side. I will ask you to take up your notebook when it is necessary. Okay, now keep yourself free. Just listen to the words through your headphones. That's all enough. And sit straight and alert. So let us begin the 8-step meditation experimentation. Keep your body comfortable. Make sure that your breathing is normal. With every breath you take in, breathe in relaxation, and every breath you breathe out, let all the tensions slip away. The more I do this, the more I become introvert. I slip in to my room of introversion. I become a total observer. I become a total observer to my body and the whole drama from a distance. I am totally inside. I choose the topic. I am immortal being. I am immortal being. For the next 5 minutes, I will concentrate my thoughts as I am the immortal being. With the eye of my mind, I can see. Use your visualization. I, the living star, the subtle light, invisible to the physical eyes. An unearthly being. Very, very subtle. Serene light. Imperishable, indestructible, beyond time. eternal. Only these thoughts on the screen of my mind, all the rest are merged. The screen of my mind is totally filled with the image of the star, the subtle light, just the silence. Subtle star, filled with silence, I exist forever. I am aware of my eternity. Hold these thoughts . Focus on these thoughts until they become feelings. Filled with peace, serene, feelings of lightness. Surrender myself to these feelings. I am peace. I am serene. myself alone. Feel the power suddenly the fear disappears. Truth of being a fearless soul emerged in this awareness of being an immortal, imperishable, eternal soul. This newness allows me freedom. I am free. I can move beyond I am flying beyond limitations where the sky is the limit. I am enjoying these feelings of being a fearless, powerful, eternal, immortal, imperishable, indestructible, invisible, indivisible energy. Just the light, just the being, so beautiful, I hold on to this feelings and experience stay in this for a few more seconds. Now gradually I allow that energy, I, the being of light, eternal, immortal being, to return to this mortal body. Allow it to sit in the center of my forehead. And now you can take your notebook to record the feelings. Record the newness that you had never ever felt in the experience of soul consciousness in Brahmin life. What was my observation? Now each one of you take your notebook, write down your observation, your feelings and the newness in this journey. Please sit alert. I see some of them still going into wrong type of sleep. If so, just wake the souls up who are next to you so they can be alert. Don't become too relaxed, otherwise you won't get any experience. And no need to close your eyes also. White light, Dalna? So, what has been your discovery? Anything special you discovered in this total concentration on the awareness? Just one thought. I am an immortal being. What did you discover today? Anybody? Yes? Anybody else? Something that you have never felt, huh? Yeah. Anybody else? Yes, speak out, it's good. Then you know that you are going in the right direction, yeah? It's not the word. You know, when you begin to observe the detail of the immortality of the soul, what do you discover the secret? Huh? What discovery comes out? In a way, actually, what I feel is like, you know, the feeling of fear disappears because I, the immortal being, I cannot be touched. I cannot be burnt. I cannot be drowned. I cannot be divided into pieces. So I am free. So no fear. Unless this awareness goes deep into our bones, we won't come out of the fear. You know, again and again we envelop ourselves in body and negative thoughts comes. But in the awareness of being an immortal entity, there is no fear. Because I will not be destroyed, I will not be burnt, I will not be cut, I will not be drowned. Nobody can touch me, nobody can see me. This is why Baba says, at this point of time, before destruction, this awareness is very important, because when somebody will come in front of you with the thought of attacking you, but if you are in that deep awareness of being an immortal, imperishable energy of light, they can't see your body. So they can't touch you. They surrender. They will go away. You know? So this practice is important. So start with 5 minutes on your own at any time. 5 minutes, 5 minutes. Deepen your practice. The truth will be revealed to you. Many secrets will be revealed to you. What happens to me when I'm in that awareness? How I can give the vision of the soul to others without talking? You know? Because I remember there was one mother whose husband was harassing her for purity. So Baba had asked her to practice this awareness. I am an immortal soul, a being of light, Shakti. So she was practicing that. So every time he would come close to her, he wouldn't see her body, only light. So he will go back. Again, turn back, he will see the body. He will come close to her, again she won't see the body, see only the light. So after some time, he understood that this is light. So he stopped interfering in her life. So this is very important. You know, because we, not the words, your thoughts into that feeling and surrendering yourself to that feeling. And stay there for at least 5 minutes without any interruption, without any other thoughts. Drink that experience. Because this is how Baba trained the dadis. I remember Manohar Dadi was sharing her experience. You know, Baba used to take them on the mountain and they will sit separately. Each one was given only one thought, not a commentary. I am a being of light. I am a being of truth. That's all. Go and meditate. Just focus, totally absorbed. You become. You become. You know? Then it's natural soul consciousness. Is that clear? If you have any questions, please interrupt me. So it's important that the basic things must be practiced powerfully. Is it clear? So did you make a note of the newness? Did you make a note of the 8 steps? No, we started off with creating inner environment, then move on to choosing the topic, then concentration on the topic, creating experience in the form of feelings, vibrations, and move on to observe the detail. Only that is in front of your eyes, eye of your mind. You observe the detail and surrender to yourself to that and come out with newness and record the newness. It's very, very powerful. Okay? So maybe we will try another thought for today, very simple. Again, we start off with the same method. So sit straight, alert, eyes open. Keep your body comfortable. Make sure your breathing is normal. Become more introvert with every breath. This time, imagine that you have died. Eyes closed. The role that you have been associated with for so many years doesn't exist anymore. I have died. If my name is John, John has died and body cremated. Watch your body from beyond. The body is dead. It's not mine anymore. Watch your feelings. So the topic that we are chosen now is, I am a bodiless soul. John has died, the body cremated, I, the soul, I am beyond, watching from being beyond, bodiless, just my thoughts. I am a bodiless soul. I am nameless. I am ageless. I, the soul, I am sexless. I am timeless. I am beyond. I am just a being. I am incorporeal. The screen of my mind is filled. It's just the feeling of dead silence. Observe the feelings of being dead to this world. Just emerging from deep within. I am a being of power. Full of energy. Where am I? The truth, the bliss emerging naturally in this awareness of myself being a bodiless soul. dive deep into these feelings of being. A bodiless soul filled with bliss and truth. Totally separate no pull towards the element of matter, liberation, beautiful feeling. I found that which I was aspiring. Just being myself, the real self. Slowly and gradually bring back the awareness and slowly return to this body and open your eyes. And feel the newness while being present in this body after having had the awareness of being a bodiless soul. Now I know I can come into the body whenever I want. I can detach from this body whenever I want. I am totally the master. I am totally the conqueror of matter. So now take down your notebook. Take your notebook. And write down your observation. Your surrender, newness in this journey. See, today I have been helping you to create thoughts according to the theme and the image you have been visualizing. I have been helping you. But you should do it more on your own so that you come to understand how much wisdom, information you have in the tank of your intellect connected with the topic that you had chosen. Understand? You know, the more wisdom and understanding I have about the topic that I have chosen, the more easier for me to concentrate. So I was just helping you with a couple of experiments, but there is a lot more to explore on soul consciousness. We haven't done, actually. You know, we only know the words, but we don't have that first-hand feeling. How do you feel when I have the awareness of being an immortal soul? How do I feel when I have the awareness of being a soul who is truth? How do I feel when I have the awareness of I, the soul, I am bliss? How do I feel when I, the soul, I am peace? Not repeating in words, but feeling. And hold on to that feelings until you embody it. That means, you know, it becomes obvious from your face what you are thinking. If you are thinking of peace, your face will be reflecting peace. If you are thinking of love, if you have embodied that awareness, your face will be oozing out with love. If you are aware, I am a powerful soul, the energy of light and might will be reflecting. If I am thinking, if I am aware, embody the thought, even for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I am immortal, so from my face, the courage, the fearlessness, the stability will be visible. You know, today we are talking, I am an immortal soul, and yet we are getting scared inside. We have thoughts of doubt, we have thoughts of fear, but we are saying through lips, but not be. So that is the difference. So it becomes like, this is what Brahma Baba did, you know. So it becomes like a practical image. So what I would like you to do is, you know, today, whole day, you have a lot of time. So at your own interval, give yourself some assignment. 5 minutes exercise. You do it on your own. Personal experimentation. And if you would like to do it as a group, a few together also can do it. Choose a place, sit together, or you do it on your own. But make use of this atmosphere. Because here the atmosphere is ready-made. You know, when you go back to your places, you have to create an atmosphere. Here, it's a ready-made atmosphere. So wherever you want, you can sit and start tuning in. It's very easy to tune in. So I would like you to do many experiments on soul consciousness. We are not talking about God yet. Just self-realization. And this time, each one of us should go back with that enlightenment. I found something about me. I know more about me now. You know? Rediscovery. So this is why I must plan according to how I want to do it, and always carry a notebook, make a note of the record, your feelings, so your thoughts, then it will help you to further enhance your own experimentations. Is that clear? Yes? Yeah? Is it difficult to do or it's easy? Huh? So speak, let me hear a few comments from you. Huh? It's not a commentary actually. You know, I don't need to speak. Actually, you have to create that thought for yourself according to your pace. But just to help you, to guide, I just try to help you. But the more wisdom you accumulate, spontaneous, you know. So this is why churning is important. The power of churning, it will help you to accumulate, store knowledge in your intellect so you can use it. You know, some people sometimes misunderstand thinking, oh, they must just sit in silence, not think. No. Silence will come automatically when there is concentration. You see, you have seen honeybee. See, when the honeybee move from one flower to another flower, it will make a buzzing sound. And once the honeybee enters the flower and start to suck the honey, the sound stops. So when I begin to concentrate and suck the juice, feel the experience of the thought, I enjoy that feeling. So my face will show. I don't have to say anything. You understand? So that should be our experience. So when we go back with such experience, people will want to become like us. They get inspiration. Yeah? So today we have just touched on two aspects. One is bodiless soul. Second is immortal soul. So you can choose any topic on soul today. I am the soul, I am truth. I am the soul, I am bliss. And go into it. Explore. Experience of newness. So your level of soul consciousness will increase. Now, then Baba's remembrance is easy. That's why Baba always says, you don't forget Baba. But what you forget is, you are a soul. So I have to approach that from different angles. No, different facets. So that creativity motivates my practice. You understand? Any question? Any doubts? Clarification? No? Anybody wants to ask something? No. So today, from now until tomorrow, experiment with different facets of soul consciousness in 8 steps. First of all, today do it on your own. You know, you sit in Baba's room, you sit in meditation hall, so many places we sit. We can do it on our own, five minutes. So it will accumulate your practice. Then tomorrow I will take you into other exercises. So so that you can have a variety to explore as you return home. Okay? Om Shanti.